Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread.
Well, the Babylonian Empire is over. The Medo-Persian Empire is now present. Darius the Mede has now been replaced by Cyrus the Persian. Cyrus has fulfilled the vision of Jeremiah that after 70 years, the people would begin to be returned to Israel, and in the first year of his reign, he had given a decree to send them back. But now we're in the third year of the reign of Cyrus the king. And this is chapter 10, verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. Remember the name that he was given, the Babylonian name by Nebuchadnezzar. And the word was true, and it was a great conflict. And he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. So now a vision and a word of divine revelation has informed him of what is going on, and now it has come to Daniel. How will he respond? Well, this is how he responds, Daniel 10 and verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all. For the full 3 weeks, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river that is Tigris, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, and looked, a man clothed in linen with a belt of fine gold from Euphaz around his waist. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words were like the sound of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone and saw this great vision, and no strength was left in me. My radiant appearance was fearfully changed, and I retained no strength. And then I heard the sound of his words. And I heard the sound of his words. I fell on my face in deep sleep with my face to the ground. Well, here is an overwhelming experience that Daniel now has. A vision has come, and now a messenger of clarity and enhancement and insight on that vision arrives. This is an angel, clearly, bringing the glory of God into the life of Daniel as he reflects God's glory in an overwhelming appearance. This sent Daniel to the ground and a great sleep. You know, how many times have you been overwhelmed and the next thing you know, all of the strength has gone out of your body and you're now collapse into a sleep? Well, so it is with Daniel. That is exactly what has happened to him. Now, this is a powerful moment, a moment of divine revelation. I just want to make a point with you. We have this mythological view of angels instead of a biblical view of angels, the messengers from God. Listen, folks, this is a monumental moment of the Shekinah glory of God reflected by the angels from the heavens that shows up into Daniel's life, and it is paralyzing. You are overwhelmed by their presence. And that is going to be very important, that this one who comes with strength, with majestic appearance, this one that causes others to flee, and this one that brings Daniel to an end of himself, arrives in the context of Daniel having engaged in a fast. Now, do not dismiss the connection. Daniel has been in a three-week fast, and in this three-week focused fast where he says no meat, no wine, and he does not anoint himself with the oils that were common in that day for those who served in a royal court. And he does away with all of that in order to call upon the Lord in light of the distress of what's happening in Jerusalem, where some of the Israelites have returned and now have been paralyzed by the opposition they have met. This is where Daniel is. Now, what will happen next? Well, join me tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.